Days, some folks came by the church and had a little bit of fun, sledding, almost breaking stuff. Praise the Lord. Amen. We came with our grandchildren and what have you, and we were coming down the big hill with little tube things, and that was all fun until I saw that real steep hill over here. And I thought, why don't we go down that hill? And so since it was my idea, I was the first one down. And it's almost like straight down. And that's where I almost broke my finger. Can't hardly bend it right now. But we had fun. It's kind of sad. Everybody's igloo is just melting. But the weather is, it's been a little bit of something else to deal with. But we were able to have church during all of that. The weather went around our church service. Isn't that awesome? Praise God. We had church on Tuesday, and all the other churches were closed on Wednesday. But we were able to have church on Tuesday. Praise God. All right. While you're standing, we're going to go to the Word of God. And let's take a look at John chapter 9 and verse number 4. Once again, to all of our guests and visitors, thank you for being here today. Praise God. We love you, and we need you. Amen. John chapter 9, verse number 4. The word of the Lord says, I must work the works of him that sent me. This is what John said. He said, I've got to do the stuff that the Lord has ordained me to do. Because he sent me to do these things. And I've got to do it while it is day. Now, he wasn't saying that the only time you can work for God is in the daytime. What he was saying was that the days are going to come to an end. And it's going to be all over. And to be quite honest with you, that's where we are right now. We are closer to... If myself and you knew how soon the Lord would be coming for this church and all other churches, amen, that are prepared to meet him, I think that all of us would be shocked. And the reason I say that is because the Bible says that he's going to come in an hour that you think not. And not one of us here today, myself included, is really, truly expecting the Lord to come right now, are we? No. Amen. If I knew he was coming within the next couple of days, we wouldn't have to worry about any chocolate hearts. And that would be the last tamale. And it would be one of our last services. But who knows? No one knows. And so we know that the coming of the Lord is drawing nigh. And so we've got to work while we have the chance to work. That's what the scripture is saying. Because there will come a time, the night cometh, there will come a time when no man can work. Thank God, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, there's coming a retirement. And it's going to last throughout eternity. But until then, we are going to do what we've got to do. Amen. And so, here's what I want to preach for just a little while. Simple as it is, I titled it, Keep it up. Keep it up. Amen. We're going to go a couple of directions with this morning, so stick with me in Jesus' name. Let's pray about it. Lord, we ask you right now to move by your Spirit, touched by your presence. Let every individual continue to feel the Holy Ghost as you move throughout the atmosphere in this church. Let nothing less than your will be done in Jesus' name. And somebody shout amen. Shake somebody's hand and tell them you're sure making this place look good as you're seated. Praise God. Amen. I am convinced that there's a couple of places that God will not go. Amen. And I know that he has ability, and I know he can go anywhere that he wants to go. But maybe to put it lighter, I can say there's a couple of places that the Lord doesn't like to go. But regardless, I don't believe the Lord enjoys any kind of visits in the past. Have you ever met anybody that's just where they live? I was counseling an individual in my family. They're not in the church here today. And in fact, they live way out of town. And I was counseling with an individual in my family just this past week. And I said, your problem is you live in the past. When you look at your children, you see little babies. When you see me, your brother, that is 30 years old, almost for the second time, you see me as a child, amen, and you live in the past. You so want to go back there because you've got so many regrets. And because of that, you're so depressed. I want you to understand that you can't live in the past. You've got to come out of the past. And because not even the Lord likes to hang out in the past. When He forgives you of your sins, it's as if you never committed that sin before in your life. People can't hang with that. They're not down with that. They can't comprehend that. Amen. You've got to understand that. When God gives you mercy, honey, it's over. It's time to move forward and enjoy the salvation of the Lord. Now, I felt something right there just turn on. Amen. You need to understand. Don't go back for a blast from the past. Amen. And all those regrets. Now, you can live in the past. You can live in regret when there's no repentance in the presence. But if there's repentance in the presence, you can come out of the past and God will forgive you and give you a brand new start. Is there anybody in the house that could use something like that? Amen. You can't go back in the past because that's full of regrets. Amen. And you got to understand that when you come into the church of the living God, when you come into the presence of God, when you surrender, submit, and subject your will to His will, then that's a new day. That's a brand new day. That's a new time. Amen. And all things become new, the Bible says. So He doesn't like hanging out in the past. And I'll tell you where else the Lord doesn't like hanging out, and that's in the future. Amen. He's not way out there 6 months down the road saying, come on, you can get here. He's not 2 years down the road saying, come on, you can make it. If you could just get here, I'll save you. Let me tell you where the Lord's hanging out right now. He's hanging out right now. Amen. Let me tell you where the Lord is right now. He's here right now. Let me tell you what, when the Lord wants to bless you, He wants to bless you right now. Amen. He's not hanging out in the past, and He's not hanging out in the future. He's hanging out with us right now. And if we could just surrender and commit ourselves to the Lord this day, this will be a great day, a wonderful day. Amen. Let the Lord take the place of everything else that's disappointing in your life. Amen. You take everything in your life that you had and remember the good points if you want to and celebrate them the rest of your life. Amen. But forget the regrets and come out of all of that and the disappointments that you're going through right now. Forget that mess because it will depress you and you will live there the rest of your life. You deserve more than that. You say, I'm not worthy of anything. No, you're not. But God died. He came in the flesh and sacrifice just so you could be blessed today. Let today be the day of your salvation. And let the Holy Ghost rescue you. Church, would you help me worship right now? Let's make some noise. Because when we do, the Lord will come into that. Amen. The Lord is wherever there is worship. Wherever there is praise. Wherever people magnify Him, that's where He can be found. Amen. And so we need Him here today. Come out of the future. Fear. That's where fear and anxiety is. It's in the future. Well, I don't know. I don't know if I can make it. I remember when I came to God, nobody in my family lived for God. I wasn't raised in any kind of church. Whatever. We went to church sometimes. We lived way back on a dirt road in Pine Level, North Carolina. Amen. I think they have a light now. Amen. And we lived way down a dirt road, and we would go to church occasionally, but whatever bus showed up was the bus that we got on. Amen. I'm such a Heinz 57 when it comes to religion, man. I've been to Baptist churches, Methodist churches. I've been to Salvation Army churches. Amen. But you know what? I thank God for this church. I praise God for this church. God has called me to this church. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, Brother Todd, whether the bus came or not this morning, I'll never know. I just got up and I came to this church. Hallelujah. Because this is where I want to be. Amen. But I understand something. Amen. Today, yes, is the day of salvation. And He is looking at you right now. And this is where you can feel the Spirit. This is where the anointing can break the yoke. And if the Spirit drew you here, it drew you here because this is where He wants you to be. And if this is where He wants you to be, then hey, let's make the best out of it. You don't have to qualify to worship God. I don't care if you haven't repented. You can still praise Him. I don't care if you've never been baptized. You can still praise Him. I don't care if you still got... There may be drugs running through your veins that shouldn't be there right now. Amen. The sin of alcohol may be on your breath even right now. You may be so full of rebellion you don't know what to do with yourself. Hallelujah. But let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord and magnify the name of Jesus. And the Son of Light will come. And redemption will come. Praise God. He's looking at you right now for today, for this moment. Tomorrow is coming. We will face tomorrow, but we'll face it when it gets here. But today is our day. Amen. Hallelujah. We get afraid. We get fearful. We get full of anxiety about the future. We get so negative. We don't know if we can make it. We don't know if we'll be able to take it. And you don't even know if tomorrow's coming. I prayed for a man, and this has happened several times in my ministry, but I remember preaching out of town and praying for a man, and the pastor walked up and he said, Brother Marshburn, he's going for a simple CAT scan tomorrow. They want to find out something's up in his body, and they want to find out what's wrong with him, and he's fearful, but he's just going for a CAT scan. I said, well, I'm still going to pray for him. I'm going to believe God to go with him and all of that. Amen. And I think it's the CAT scan. Some of you nurses and doctors and whoever you are, help me. Amen. But isn't that where they put the dye in there and it flows through your body and they try to find stuff that's wrong with you? Anyway, they gave him that. And when they gave him that, he had a heart attack and died. And so he could have been sitting in church and saying, you know, I don't know about... I don't know if I could live for God for a year. I don't know if I could live for God for 2 years. But I remember when I came to God, I was thinking, you know, how I don't have family. I lived way down that dirt road, and I thought, Lord, I don't know if I can live for you. I've never done this stuff before. All these people look like professionals, look like they've been at it for a long time. They're different than I am. They got something I ain't got. And I remember, Lord, am I going to be able to live for you a year? And then a year passed, and I'm still living for God. And I thought, Lord, am I going to be able to live for you? I'm so nervous. I don't know. Am I going to be able to live for you for 3 years? And then 3 years passed, and I'm still living for God. And I thought, Lord, am I going to live for you? After about 30, 40 years or so, you start thinking, I might make it. Hallelujah. Amen. And then your children are born in the church. Your grandchildren are born in the church. I'm serving a God that will help you make it. If you'll get your mind off the past and get your fears out of the future and get your heart set on Jesus right now. Right now. Taking it one day at a time and living for the Lord. In the house when the doors are open. On your feet when it's worst time to worship. Clapping your hands when it's time to praise Him. Saying hallelujah when it's time to shout the victory. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. And so we tell our kids, keep it up. And you're going to get what's coming to you. I'm not the only one that's ever said that. Praise God. I like the the 1-2-3 concept. We didn't have that when we were kids, but I like that 1-2-3. You know, get over here right now. One. I said, get over here. Two. Okay, all right, all right. Get over here now. Two and a half. I am your father. I'm going to pull some Bill Cosby on you. I brought you in this world. I take you out and make another one just like you. Just kidding. Don't report me. Amen. That's my son. Do you think I could take that out? Praise God. And so we're at 2 3/4 and 3. And then mercy kicks in. Okay, I'm going to give you to 4 this time, but you better get over here. That concept, you know. Amen. I remember, you know, my boys would be upstairs and we'd be downstairs. And when I would call them, I'd call my boys from downstairs and they would come to the first call. I heard footsteps. They would open the door and they'd meet me at the top of the stairs so I could talk to them. When I called their name, they knew I wanted to talk to them. I didn't want to yell to them through the doors and all that upstairs. And I didn't have to say, why wouldn't you come to the door? Who was it? Dr. Spock wrote that wonderful book on how that we should not punish our children, shouldn't spank them and all this kind of stuff. And this is not a child rearing class, but I got a point that I'm going to make here and I'll move on. Amen, because I feel the heat. Hallelujah. But Dr. Spock wrote the book, and he said how that we should not spank our children. We should reason with them and all of that. I'll just cut a long story short and tell you that his son committed suicide. Because there's all kinds of ways that you can show love. And when you draw lines for your kids and make up your mind that this is what the line is going to be and you do not let them cross that, whatever, you're showing that kid that I'm your parent and I love you to pieces and I'm going to protect you one way or another. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to protect you against the world. I'm going to protect you against your enemies and I'm going to protect you against yourself because you don't know what's best for you right now, but I do. And so I'd call them and they'd meet me at the door and so we could talk and fellowship or whatever we needed to talk about. Amen. And I didn't have to say, how did what I was saying make you feel? You wouldn't come to the door. I had to come all the way up here and come in and wake you up. How did that make you feel? I'm reasoning. Do you understand what I mean when I said, come to the door immediately? They came to the door immediately because they did not want me to go to their door immediately. Amen. I read a billboard once and it said, this is God. You do not want me to come down there. I'll never forget that. I like that. I'll automatically begin to check my life. Lord, am I okay? Did that just pop up for me? You know? Amen. Praise God. Keep it up. And I'm coming down there. Keep it up. And you're going to answer to me. Amen. So what I wanted to do today is just kind of flip the coin here. Amen. Can you even imagine how the enemy feels when children of God just keep it up? Praise God. Brother Bennett, Brother Bailey, all of our good-looking ushers making Landmark look good back there, to the preacher, to the musicians, to the singers, to the congregation. Can you imagine how the devil feels when you get up on Sunday morning and you know there's Sunday mornings that you just don't feel like it? Your flesh just does not feel like it. But you get up and you keep it up anyway. Can you imagine how it makes the devil feel when the Lord has pulled you out of the mire and out of the clay and out of all that muck and junk? You've heard his voice before and he tries to get you to do other things besides what you're supposed to do, and yet you keep doing what you're supposed to do. You just keep it up. The billboard said, the Lord said, keep that up and I'm coming down there. But I'm telling you, the devil's saying, keep that up and I'm going to have to leave you alone. You keep praising God and I'm going to have to leave you alone. You keep worshiping God and I'm going to have to leave you alone. You keep praying, you keep fasting, and I'm going to have to leave you alone. Amen. You keep believing God and having faith to heal somebody, set somebody free and deliver somebody, and I'm going to have to stand aside and watch somebody else receive the Holy Ghost. I'm going to have to stand aside and watch somebody else be baptized in Jesus' name. I'm going to have to watch revival take place. Hey, church, look around. Look at the crowd that's already here, and we haven't even been in this place a whole year yet. Look what the Lord has already begun doing. Amen. What can the devil do about that when there's people that just keep it up? Amen. I'm challenging somebody to keep it up. You keep your praise up. You keep your worship up. You keep your commitment up. You keep your dedication up. I know there's time that you feel down. I know there's time that you've been knocked down, knocked out, and all about. But if you'll keep it up, hallelujah. Sister Tina, Jesse will run these aisles. Hallelujah. I'm telling you right now, the anointing will break the yoke. He can save our sons and our daughters. They can be delivered. They can be set free. I don't care how deep they are in sin. I don't care. Hallelujah. If I keep it up, if I can just keep it up, I got a feeling God's going to come through and the anointing is going to break the yoke. Keep it up. Keep it up. You keep it up and God's going to bless you. You keep it up and the anointing's going to break the yoke and the bondage. You keep it up and God's going to set you free. You keep it up, He's going to liberate you. Amen. I've always said it, I say it again. This is not a 30-minute sitcom. You know how you sit down and watch those silly things and with all the commercials and everything, amen, the world can be a disaster and 20 minutes later it can be paradise. And that's the way Hollywood depicts it, amen. But it's not that way in real life, amen. When real life comes at you, it's hard and it's tough. And sometimes it can last a long time. But I'm challenging somebody today to keep it up. You just keep it up. You've read it, you've heard it, you've said it, you've prayed over it. You believed it before. You can believe it again. Samson, it's time for you to go back to the jawbone because you need it again. You need it again. My. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so John said, I must work the works of Him that sent me. All the things that are a mandate from God is what I've got to continue to do. I got to keep it up. Amen. Mighty things of God that man has given up on or cashed in for more convenient religious substitutes. I've got to keep it up. Hallelujah. I can't trade that. God made a new covenant with us. We are to seek Him daily. Does anybody want to keep it up? We've got to find Him. We've got to obey Him. We got to seek Him while it's day. And we got to find Him while He can still be found. I want to keep that up. We, as the church, cannot take our convenience, our covenant to the world. Amen. We have our covenant. We cannot give that to the world. Amen. There is no such thing as a worldly church and a churchy world. You are either in the world or you are in the church. Now that might be antique preaching and that might have old written all over it, but if you remember the word of God, David killed his giant with an old time slingshot. Amen. He couldn't wear what modern had. He couldn't wear what the world offered. He couldn't put on what the world was giving him. He said, give me what I have proven. My God will be with me. He told that giant, I didn't come before you with a rock. I didn't come before you with a slingshot. I come before you in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. And if it's worked for 2,000 years, it'll work another 2,000 years if it has to. We can't give up on this. We can't compromise this. You let the world in, you'll never get it out. Hallelujah. Amen. And so here we are. Praise the Lord. Amen. God made a new covenant with us. We are to seek Him daily. We're to find Him, obey Him, seek Him. Amen. We as the church can't take that covenant to the world and distort what God has ordained for His people in the New Testament church. Amen. Listen, I want to explain something to you. Please do not let me hurt your feelings, because the Bible says that a brother offended is harder to win than a strong city. I didn't come to this city to hurt feelings and deplete what God wants to do. Amen. But I am come with revelation, and I want to give you a revelation. Amen. God is not just a fuzzy feeling. He's not just goosebumps. He's not a cartoon figure, and He is certainly not a toy to play with. Praise God. He is a king. He is the only king. He's the righteous king. He's the soon coming king. He's the king of everything. My Bible says and declares that He's the King of kings and He is the Lord of lords. Amen. Could somebody just know that He is walking down the middle of that aisle and His robe fills the temple. Praise God. Has anybody got anything for Him? Amen. He did not come to this world to give it up. He came to this world to keep it up. And the church is the carrier of the good news. That is the gospel, the saving grace of God and power of the Holy Ghost in the world today. Amen. Any success that we have ever witnessed or have been a part of at Landmarks United Pentecostal Church is on the shoulders of people that cannot say no. I have gone to people in this church. I could name them. And I have told them, you give too much. Your family is suffering because of your financial giving. I love you, but you're giving everything you've got. And I want to come to your home today and speak my heart to you and say, get yourself a balance. Amen. Now, those of you that don't give, those of you that don't tithe, don't use that for an excuse to continue not to give to God. I'm just telling you, this individual, if they didn't give 70, 80% of their income most of the time, then I don't know how much it was. But I'm just telling you, I had to go to them and tell them. We would have evangelists, and these people didn't have this kind of money. And we would have evangelists, and they'd come up to me and say, give this to the evangelist, and it'd be $500, $600, because they love the man of God so much and they love ministry so much. And I'd say, look, this is way too much, and I want you to find a balance. But pastor, I want this church to be a success. I want God to do great things. I said, it is going to be a success and it is going to do great things if 99% of the other people will get the same passion that you've got. Then the load will be lifted off of you and the power and the authority will be spread evenly. Amen. As long as you hold back what belongs to God, you're going to continue to ask for money. You're going to continue to need more money. You're going to continue to need more finances. You say, I can't afford to give. Let me tell you right now, you can't afford not to give, because the Lord said, I'll give it back shaken down, pressed down, and running over. Hallelujah. Amen. God has blessed that man. Hallelujah. Just the other day, he came with an offering to bless. He said, I wanted to make the first payment on the new church. And he blessed us with the first payment on the new church. Honey, that's a lot of money, and they don't got a lot of money. But you've got to understand that no matter what anybody tells them, they feel it in their guts. I've got to keep it up. I've just got to keep it up. I know God wants to do something. I know God wants to move. And it's not all about me, but it's all about Him. My. Praise God. We're still telling the drug addict that we're keeping it up. Praise God. People can't say no. And they have no other ambition greater than to simply keep it up. Amen. Hallelujah. There's something to be said about a strong will and a sense of purpose. Praise God. We're still telling the drug addict again that we're going to keep it up. We're still telling the homeless that we are your shelter. We're still telling the lonely, you have a group here that want to love you and lift you and have faith with you. Whether it's tamales, whether it's Easter eggs or chocolate hearts or barbecue or fried chicken, amen. There are people that just will not give up, but they insist on keeping it up. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Whatever we have to do to keep this thing in full function, thank God for people that keep it up. Amen. No complaining, just waiting for the next assignment. What's next, Pastor? What are we going to do next? Amen. Hallelujah. How many Bible studies are our goals? Hallelujah. How many visitors are our goals? Amen. Praise God. Marriage retreats coming up. Amen. We're getting ready to go have a good time. Amen. Brother Garlitz from West Virginia is going to come and speak to us. Great man of God. We're going to continue to grow. Amen. We're going to continue to grow families in Landmark. We're going to continue to bless the Sunday school. Amen. Home missions, foreign missions. We're going to give to that. Amen. We just gave a good offering to home missions right here in the state of North Carolina. Foreign missions. We have missionaries that we sponsor every year, all year long, every year since I've been here, and it has grown and continues to grow. We take on new missionaries every year. Ministry to young people, ministry to small children, ministry to those that are out of high school getting ready to pursue their careers, ministry to those that have experienced failures in life and have had shortcomings in their lives and are starting all over, ministry to men, ministry to ladies. On and on we can go. Why? Because we refuse to give up, but we insist on keeping it up. Keep it up. Hallelujah. You just keep it up, Landmark, and the Lord's going to rain fire on it. He's going to rain anointing and Holy Ghost upon it. There's a breakthrough coming upon it. For whosoever will, that will keep it up. Keep giving. Keep sharing. Keep caring. Keep sacrificing. Keep working with your own hands when you have to. And God will provide. He will prevail. He will bring the miracle. He will bring the signs, and He will bring the wonders. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Music is going to play here. Are you in prayer for victory? Keep it up. Are you in prayer for a healing? Keep it up. Better finances because you're giving to God and you're blessing the kingdom. And God said He promised to keep it up. Better family atmosphere, better future, great faith. Keep it up. You want to know why we will grow? Why we will have revival? Why we will fill this new sanctuary up to capacity? Because we have people that will not give up. They insist on keeping up. They are relentless and they are tenacious. It's never, oh boy, here we go again. But it is always, oh boy, here we go again. What's next? I want us to do this thing and I want us to enjoy the journey. Amen. Ezekiel 21. 25 through 27. I want you to see this with me. And thou, now this is the prophet of God speaking to a terrible king in Jerusalem. Everybody say in Jerusalem. That's where the old church was in the Old Testament. And thou profane wicked prince of Israel, whose day is come, your day is come, buddy, when iniquity shall have an end. It's over for you. Thus saith the Lord God, remove the diadem Amen. Take away the blessings that were upon the that have been upon the wicked. Take off the crown that was on the wicked. This shall not be the same. It's not going to be the same after today. Exalt him that is low and abase him that is high. Hallelujah. This is what I want you to do. Thus saith the Lord of God, our God. I will overturn. Listen how many times he says it. Listen to how strong he means it. I will overturn. I will overturn. I will overturn it. Hallelujah. And it shall be no more until he come whose right it is. And I will give it to him whose right it is. You will give it to him? Well, Lord, who is he? He's the one that kept it up. He's the one that kept it up. He's the one that continued. He's the one that never gave up. He's the one that saw the victory. He's the one that saw the end from the beginning. He's the one that worked it. He's the one that had his hands on it. He's the one. He's the one that kept it up. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there are rewards that are coming. There are blessings that are coming. There is an anointing that is coming to those of you that will just simply keep it up. I didn't want to come and just thank you. I wanted to come and tell you that something is coming your way because you are keeping it up. Hallelujah. And we will get there. I want you to understand that God has his hand on this. Everything we do, everything we are, where we are going and where we have been. And we will get there by keeping it up. And today, what God wants to do with others, the way he wants to change lives, and the way he wants to make it better. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It didn't mean he's going to give you a long vacation. It didn't mean he was going to take you away from your job. It meant that the Holy Ghost was going to come in and restore. This is the rest Isaiah prophesied about. Hallelujah. With stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people. Help is in this house today. Hope is in the future in this house today. Someone needs to come right now and come believing. Someone needs to come right now and come believing. Why don't you turn to your neighbor and say, would you go with me? Would you go with me? I need some of this. I need some of this. I want some of this. I've got to have some of this. Take me to the Lord. Take me to his presence. Take me to his mercy. Take me to his grace. He's coming. He's coming without warning. And the ones that go will be the ones that keep it up. Oh my Lord. Altar workers, help us. There's people here with need. Help us pray and believe with somebody. Help us reach out to somebody. Help us trust God for somebody right now. Oh, mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God. Praise, I live. Lift your hands. Lift your hearts. Amen. And that's a position that says, Lord, I intend on keeping it up. I intend on keeping it up. Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise our God. I refuse to quit. I refuse to stop. I refuse to sit down. I refuse to let it pass me by. I insist on it, Lord. I insist upon it, God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's hope for the future in this house today. Amen. And the ones taken will be the ones that keep it up. So pick up your mantle of anointing, your mantle of truth, and just keep it up. Just keep it up. God bless you as you're dismissed. Shake hands. Greet one another. Do everything you can to make our guests feel that they have to come back. Hallelujah.